Is it recording?
It's picking us up. I don't know.
Hey,
it's probably picking up that fire too.
If you had your motorcycle here, you're good.
Okay, so for those listening at home right now, well, we just had our Christmas, and my mom got my brother and I two of the awesomest shirts in the world.
Star Wars Captain shirts.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
My brother and I are both wearing Star Trek Captain Kirk shirts.
The gold shirts.
The gold shirts. With the insignia
of command.
Of command. And Dad is wearing?
No, a shirt with says, "Change we can believe in, Obama 2008. I'm reading it upside down.
The comedy of that is my dad does not like Obama.
At all.
But me and my brother do.
I'll light the fire and warm up the garage. Of course, that'll warm up the garage too. But.
So right now we're outside in the garage and we're going to fry some chicken for our Christmas dinner. So we thought we would just leave it on, just let it record while we're out here as a bonus track for all the fans that have stuck with us through our
5 week run.
5 week run.
Yeah.
This is never that supposed to be smoking like that?
Yeah, it smokes when you first start it up. Because the kerosene's cold.
Huh.
Well, that's not
so hot. You definitely don't want that in the house.
You don't like this? You could use it in the house, but you got to light it outside. Unless you really want to stink up your house.
So if it was really, if you were, you know, in the snow and stuff, you'd have to go outside and light it and then bring it back inside?
Yeah. Because once it's hot, which takes 2-3 minutes, then there's no more smoke. But it's just like anything that's got a flame. You got to be sure you got air coming in, you know.
It stinks.
It's kerosene. Smells like an airport.
Why?
That airplanes fly on kerosene.
Yeah, the jet fuel is just a little bit better grade than kerosene.
So if we pour that kerosene in our car, would it?
No. But a lot of truck drivers, because I've heard about this, a lot of truck drivers that haul jet fuel, you know, from the refinery or the distributor place to they'd stop alongside the road and put it in there. Because it's kerosene. I mean, it's not diesel, but they'd make some of it. Transformers.
Well, I mean, why would they do that?
Free. They don't have to pay for diesel.
No.
So they're stealing from the
steal from
they're
that.
Stealing and make our plane tickets go off. Also, transformer oil.
Energon?
Huh?
Energon. Transformer oil.
Yeah, that guy. Transformers. Transformers have oil in them.
Yeah.
It's refined oil, and they will put that in. They will put that in our truck because it's closer to diesel.
Oh.
Anyway, that's an added bonus for people who are listening to this.
Yeah, you learned something. Hey, you might have to learn something else. Okay, so for you, those out there listening.
Hey, I'll be right back. Just give me a call when you're done with this boring story.
This is a good story. It's about peeing outside.
Well, hold on. Oh, yeah.
Will your computer run better if you warm it up?
They run better colder. That's why they're always... I guess that's how it works. I guess they get too hot.
Oof me.
For an IT guy, I don't know very much.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, and then I've got this heater here if we want to really warm the place up. Anyway.
Okay, so, what's today, Saturday? So Thursday at work, I overheard a conversation. Lady was talking about her husband.
So, yeah, I was.
This lady's husband, he said he goes outside to use the bathroom, but what he's really doing is smoking. And so,
when he's at home, he says this?
When he's at home.
Okay.
And so I overheard, and I said, what are you talking about? He goes outside. So basically what it comes down to is, for those listening, we live in a very rural town, very small farmers.
You live in a very rural town.
Me and Dad live in a very rural town. And apparently, I took a poll at work, and it looks like 80% of the men that work there, or the women's husbands, do this. And by this, I mean, when they are inside their house, inside, watching TV, whatever, and they need to go to the bathroom, number one, they need to go outside and go, I mean, they need to go pee.
Make water.
They will go outside and pee in their yard somewhere.
Are you serious?
Rather than using the bathroom inside, because one of two things, it's what they've always done, and their excuse is it saves water.
But how much does that? Yeah.
It does save water, but...
Well, I've heard of people who grew up rurally, where if you're doing one, you don't flush.
Yeah, see,
you only flush on two.
See, I don't flush if it's like I drink a lot of water, because you're just peeing out water. So I'll wait. If it's like real yellow... Have you ever heard that saying? If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yes.
No, meet the fuckers.
And I am going to forget it too.
So anyway, so then the boss walked by, and so I asked him his, you know, And Herman's like, no, no, no. And I was like, yes,
this is like, this is like the chairman of the board of the company.
This
right?
is the man of the company that can fire anybody at any point. And I said, hey, I need to get your opinion on this. And his first response was, I plead the fifth, because he didn't want to take sides. But then he said, and I paraphrase, I thought civilization had come farther than that by now. But apparently 80% of my company does not agree with him.
Well,
and I'm not talking about you're outside doing something, you got to pee, you're already...
Yeah, there. Like when all of us got together back in the old days, we would go to grandma's and we would all be outside and, they have a barn and we're all in the garage, have a table set up, make playing dominoes or drinking beer, and now somebody's got to go pee. They just go walk out 75 feet to the barn and pee out there. The guys.
Yeah, but these are guys that are inside watching TV or,
they make the effort to go outside.
They go outside to go pee. And one of the ladies was like, that's a man thing. And I was like, that ain't a man thing, because I've never seen a man do that. That's a country thing. So anyway, that's my story for the week.
Yeah, well, where I live, we have indoor plumbing, so that's not an issue.
Well, they have indoor plumbing, too. That's the whole thing. They'll walk right by the bathroom and go outside. And then they're talking about saving water. Half of them have water wells, so they don't pay for it anyway.
Hey, do you have a thermometer for the boiling?
No.
How do you know when it's ready?
When it boils.
It's not boiling.
Well, because once it starts boiling, it might start smoking, at which point your oil is burning. And then it's too much.
Why would it smoke?
If it gets too hot, it'll catch on fire.
Well, we'll cut it back.
Really?
Once it starts to smoke, it'll
burn.
When you're boiling oil and it starts to smoke, you're burning your oil. And two things happen. One, bad is you can catch on fire, you have an oil fire. But before that, you're messing up the chemical compounds of your oil. So when you fry, you're going to get a crappy taste because the structure's already broken down from the high temperature. So that's why when you boil, you want to use a thermometer and get like the 350 exactly, and then you boil.
Yep.
Out and around.
That's the second thing y'all have learned this episode.
Look at my archery. My archery connect set. These are the four I got today. Talking to the mic. Everything else I had. And see
these are pretty nice.
That's the ones I got today. And then see these?
Why do you have all these?
See these right here? These, you put razors in them, and the razors are there.
Why do you have these? You don't have them both.
I got them at a garage sale. Somehow, I bought something at a garage sale, and they came with us.
Holy crap.
Hey, you know what would be fun?
So one of these days,
we should get a bow and shoot.
Yeah.
That's just disturbing.
One of these days when I get, well.
Imagine
it's stuck with this, because you ain't pulling it out.
It goes through the whole deal. You better hope.
You can't, but see, the thing is, you can't move either, because it's like if you're moving and you want to cut this part out. But you got the arrow in you, you're tearing yourself up. Like the others, you can either pull it out or just break it off and keep fighting. It's just a little stick in you.
Everybody understands, those who shoot understand, a gun bullet, they go so fast and all this, But then Rex, he was talking about a bow and arrow, that his bow, you pulled it back and you let it go, it's 350 feet per second. That doesn't mean anything until you think about, that's a football field. You pull that bow back, you let it go, in 1 second, it's gone the length of a football field. Now that's, a gun is much faster than that. Guns shoot, some of them go 3,000 feet per second. But for an arrow, you let it go, and by the time you hear the twang, it's gone 100 yards. That's amazing.
And that's a straight
and it's
line,
quiet.
Right? That's a straight line. They're not arching it.
That's an assassin's.
It's quiet.
The tuner amplifier has got quarter inch jack. Well, my little earphones are eighth, so I just stick that into there, and then I can stick my record iPod thing.
Into the receiver.
Sorry.
Oh, so if you want to use headphones on your...
If I want to use the little headphones, yeah. Because back in the 80s...
Oh, this is how they used to be?
Back in the 80s, headphones came with that.
Yeah. Do they still, though?
Because so you're probably still...
I'm going running!
Because, I mean, even like high-quality headphones...
I think they're probably still this.
For like production level, I bet they just... I don't know what's the difference between that and 8, though.
Like quality-wise.
Quality, yeah. Because there's a... you hear people say, "Oh man, I've got some speakers. Man, they're 100-watt speakers or 200-watt speakers." There's a company called Klipsch that, you know, back, and they still make speakers, I guess, but back in the 80s when they made speakers, you know, they're about like 5 foot tall, and they're like $1,000 a pair. And, you know, phenomenal sound.
$1,000 a pair?
$1,000 a pair, 5 foot tall.
But the speakers, the sound was so great, but it only took a few watts.
Perfect, exactly. Yeah,
they were made. The wood, the way the wood's made and all that stuff. A guy
what do you mean it only took a few watts?
It didn't take 100 watts to drive the speakers. It didn't take all that power. It just took a few watts because of the way they designed the boxes and...
Oh, that's
the so cones and all. Maybe it's 20 watts. Yeah, maybe it's 20 watts. Because a guy in Australia actually had a pair. I think they're made in America. He actually bought a pair and he brought me over his house and we listened to.
Okay, the oil is over 220 degrees. Is it
probably supposed to be 350?
So this thermometer doesn't do much good.
Well, you got to hold it in there and wait. It takes a while to get it.
The thermometer pegged out at 220. It's already pegged.
Well, it ain't ready then.
Yeah, I would at least wait till 300.
Because you don't even bake chicken at less than 300.
So I was going to say, once it starts bubbling, it'll be hot enough, and I'll just cut it back.
Well, then it's waiting. It shouldn't. When I boil at 350, and it's not bubbling yet. You, my good sir, are not in uniform. Write them up. Take them to the rim.
Hey, did y'all hear about or see that thing where Conan had Shatner?
No.
Shatner was on Conan, and he was reading Sarah Palin's book, and making fun out of it.
Shatner was.
And guess what happened?
She came on.
She showed up.
Are you serious?
And started reading his book, making fun out of me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I assume that really happened. They showed it.
That's awesome.
I have to see if I find it on YouTube.
That's funny. You know, you should be able to have fun like that. You know,
yeah. You know, there's a lot of people. I've been noticing that there's a lot of people. I think we talked about this once. That just think, you know, Shatner. All they can think of is Star Trek. He's the captain. He should still look like the captain. And I think when he left Star Trek...
He went.
Well, no, but when he left Star Trek, he left Star Trek. He left it behind.
Yeah.
And...
That's really loud on that. Abandoned ship!
Ah! Warp drive! Warp drive!
I kind of do it.
Never! But anyway, Shatner is really a comedian. He's a funny guy.
It's funny because, you know, a lot of times that happens. Like, they'll make a show and it's like, hey, it's a job. I had fun with it, and they move on, and then it becomes something big. And
but the
like,
audience can't let it go.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, man, I did that 10 years ago. I'm glad you're excited.
Well, it's like Mark Hamill in Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's forever pigeonholed as Luke. And we're like, oh, you're Luke. And he's like, no, I actually want to become an actual actor. That was just a stepping stone.
Yeah,
but
too
like,
bad.
But I will say this. Like Peter Mayhew's, who was Chewbacca. You know, I don't think he really had aspirations to be an actor, and this was just a stepping stone. He was just a guy they grabbed. But he was kind of pigeonholed as being Chewie, and he still writes the great.
Yeah, he still does all the shows. Yeah. And everything.
You know what his job is? And it's been for like the past, 20 years? He shows up at conventions. That's what he does.
That's awesome.
But if he enjoys it and he makes money off of it, a decent living, and it'd be, you know, what?
That's what.
Well, Shatner went on and he did T.J. Hooker, which was kind of a big show.
That was a police show, yeah.
And then
it wasn't until Star Trek, I think, at some point it must have had a revival, and then people started really pigeonholing him.
And then Star Trek wrote the books, Tech World.
He did. No, yeah, Star Trek.
Shatner wrote the Tech World.
And then they made a TV series.
Well, that's right.
I'd love to see that TV series again.
And a video game.
I'll see if I can track it.
I thought the TV series was good. It's got a peg. It already pegged long ago.
You turned it up, though, right?
Turn what up? Well, it's going to be hotter.
I know, you want hotter.
But it don't read past
220. Oh!
I said it pegged. What does peg mean?
I thought peg is in, like, the market pegs. As in, it stops at a certain point. You didn't say that you hit the limit.
That's what I thought, too.
Don't you need this that day? Don't you need the basket?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm just checking. Is it
not boiling?
No, it's not boiling.
Don't you need a bread at one
time? When you put it in there, it should be all...
Yeah.
Just like you fry fish.
Okay, it's not ready.
I don't want that now.
Don't you need more batter than that?
Just order a pizza.
There's like nothing on there. We don't need batter. We need like flour.
This will be the worst Christmas dinner ever. Raw, nasty chicken.
Well, then your mom will be like, you guys are never cooking me dinner.
But there's no skin on it. It's just chicken.
So it's raw, nasty, skinny chicken.
Well, it is now.
Merry Christmas.
Dude, I can wear this for Halloween next year. Just dawned on me. I can go as Captain Kirk next year. And I can, if I can get Reza to put on green paint, bam.
I was going to tell Sarah that joke inside earlier, but I don't know if she even knows what I was talking about.
The show.
About the green paint, I don't know if she even knows. Oh. You wear green paint. What the hell are you talking about? Just do it.
Or if I can get a red one, I can I can dress Reza up as you were. There you go. Or screw it, just go to myself.
Go to her?
No, I was Captain Kirk. I can't be attached to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta probably smile.
Yeah, you gotta, play the role.
Yeah. Hi, Mom!
Hello, Mom!
Hi, guys!
What'd you bring us?
Chicken.
More beer. More beer.
We got a Kumo shirt.
I know, this is...
Best Christmas ever!
I love this.
Yeah, thank you.
I love my shirt.
And that's mine.
None.
How long did you do it for?
I don't know.
Until they float.
Oh, yeah, like going. Cool. I don't know.
Hey, I'm
going to Berlin.
You are for that school? For 2 weeks or something?
1 week. Well, I might stay after.
1 week and it counts for a month or something?
Hey, 1 week and it counts as two classes. You have to do work for me to get back, too. You actually, it's like a couple weeks prior, you got to go online and do some online discussions, whatever. And then when you get back, you have to... write some papers. So there's work.
What classes do you credit for?
Management and management.
Oh, that's your degree's a joke.
Whatever. And what's funny is you can do this. You can only go abroad.
Why do they do that? They make a bunch of money off you, don't they?
Well, that, but it's a great international experience.
They don't care about your experience. They want your money, isn't it? I mean, that's what it really is, isn't it?
No, I mean, because when we're over there, we're going to go as a group, and we'll talk to Florida. That's an evening. But we'll actually be talking to companies, and they will be teaching us stuff during the day. And we'll go on field trips to monuments and stuff during the day.
Only a week, though, huh? You can stay next for a week?
I might. I don't know.
Why not, man?
I'll be there.
Hey, can I give you a list of some stuff to do?
I'm like, I'm in Germany. Where do I go? And I was like, I want to go to the bunker, the final Hitler's bunker.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah. It's a plaque that's kind of hidden away. But it's like, how do you, like, hey, where's Hitler's bunker? Woohoo! But we'll see, whatever. And all my group's going. That's kind of cool. We're all going together.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's
going
to
be fun.
So we're going to fly for 3 to 4 minutes.
Hey, how are you going to look that up? I prefer overcooked rather than undercooked, so whatever.
We'll pull one out.
I've had food poisoning once, and I don't want it ever.
We'll pull it out and select it.
You want to play a game after lunch called Set Loose of Cake?
Yeah.
That game you got for Christmas?
It's on.
You guys were like, yay.
Before we sell it.
Two more minutes will be 10 minutes.
It's not done? What kind of circus you guys running out here?
Well, it might be ready in time for dinner. Not hot enough.
Right? I don't know. These...
In the description, I put, we went outside to fry some chicken. We just leave the mic on. Y'all might like it. It might be something instant. And then for like 30 minutes, all you hear is that. No talking. Just the grease.
Have you listened to it? Is that overwhelming?
It's picking it up. But.
Yeah, here's the idea. Go point right at the grease fire.
Doesn't it look like a one leg? It's all brown and just,
When you cook french fries, there's some recipes you fry them twice.
Fried steak potato, you actually bake it twice.
So we should pick a subject that we can talk about it, actually.
So you've listened to podcasts before. What's some of the most interesting ones?
For me, I listen to a lot of artists, comic artists and illustrators, and they talk about where they get their ideas, where they get work. But after a while, you don't talk about that so much, you start repeating yourself. I listened to a couple of them where they basically do what we do. They just talk about whatever they feel like talking about. They may talk about movies or books or, just general whatever. And, of course, like retro topics, 80s stuff. I've listened to some that are like, what's it called, conspiracy type stuff. They talk about aliens or whatever.
I listen to ones that talk about your feelings.
Talk about your feelings?
So we're going to talk about dad. Let's talk about mom. Just kidding. Then mom gets an email with his attached.
Mom starts getting all the emails.
So have you guys anything liked up this year?
Well, it was raining a lot when we got around to it.
Man, you lucked out. You dodged your bullet.
And then I was getting ready to put them out. And Mom said, well, it's like 2 weeks before
it's
Christmas.
December 2nd.
And 1 week before our Christmas. She said, what's the point? And I said, okay. Open it up in the attic.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, kids.
Y'all been drinking your wine?
Yes.
I guess so. Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Daniel goes on. How long is it going to be?
Long time.
20 minutes or so.
Oh,
I think.
How many more batches you got? One more.
Hey, y'all
batch.
One more batch. One more batch for 25 minutes.
No, I'm fine. Minutes. Reese is sleeping. Sarah didn't say she's hungry yet. I'm
one batch for 25 minutes.
Because we went 10, I went 15.
Yeah, y'all might want to go ahead and eat that.
20.
What's in there? You get hungry.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, how about you and I sing together?
Come on, yeah, y'all sing together.
Come on, let's sing together.
Y'all sing together. Sing to the folks in the internet land.
What are we singing? Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Huh? What?
Sing. Twinkle,
twinkle, little star.
Oh, that sucks. Need a Christmas song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry
Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's do this one.
I saw Sandy kissing Santa. That's Daddy's. That's what they do on TV.
No Wookiee talk. We're not talking Wookiee here.
That's awesome, man. You're awesome.